Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, How to Read Books. How to Read Books. It's a pretty crazy title when you think about it. Like, what do you mean, Lloyd, how to read books? You open the page, you turn the page, you read it. Well, that's what I thought too, but what I've noticed, I mentor a lot of people, I've been coaching people for a long time, well over a decade, and the thing I've noticed is that people get a little bit obsessive with, it's great, hey listen, read books for sure. It is such an amazing wealth cheat code, right? It's one of the fastest ways to accelerate your success. Without a doubt, you got to read books, no question. However, I've noticed that people do two things. Number one, they read books like a bit of a competition, like, oh, I've read this many pages of this many books. I've read a book a week for 52 weeks. And that is a bit of a mistake in itself because you're reading just for reading's sake. And the other mistake I see people make when it's reading books, they read a book that has nothing to do with the problem they're trying to solve. And so by making those two mistakes, people become ineffective readers. So I don't want to dissuade you from reading by any stretch. I want you to read for sure. It's one of the most important profit skills. But I want to teach you how to read more strategically so that you can spend your time not only reading and enjoying it, but reading for effective problem solving based on where you're at. So here's the first lesson. Read when you need to read to solve a problem. That's the first lesson. So for example, I see people where they're reading an investing book, which is fine, but they don't have any money to invest. Okay, so they're putting the cart before the horse. What you want to do is you want to put the horse before the cart so it runs along nicely. So the first step would be, well, how do I actually go and make more money? And so some of the books you'd want to read would be something like The 4-Hour Workweek with, you know, productivity hacks, business hacks. How do I get something going? You want to maybe read Alex Hormozi's $100 Million Offers. You want to read the E-Myth, okay, one of the best books on small business. You want to read a network marketing book, perhaps if you want to start a network marketing side hustle, right? You go and read Russell Brunson's books like Expert Secrets. That teaches you how to kind of launch a business, okay? That teaches you how to make money, okay? And so when we started a network marketing, I wasn't reading investing books. I was reading How to Start and Scale a Network Marketing Business. I read GoPro by Eric Worre. Then I read some others. Because that was the problem I was trying to solve. Because if you don't have any money, you have nothing to invest, okay? I'm not suggesting, like, you know, don't read the investment books, but just think about what it is that you're trying to solve. So if you don't have any cash, the problem you're trying to solve is how to make money. So they're the types of books that I'd pick up, okay? And so once you read that, you're like, okay, got this down pat, and then you go to work and you start making money. Then you might read a book about managing money. Maybe you pick up My Money Buys Happiness books, okay? And you read that. That makes sense. You're like, hey, now I'm going to put this in place. I'm going to multiply it. Awesome, right? Then you start reading investing books. Like, okay, I've got some capital. I've got 5, 10, 15, 20,000 now. How do I invest this? Then you might go pick up a book like The Snowball or Money Grows on Trees or The Barefoot Investor or, you know, whatever it might be, okay? You go and then learn how to invest, right? And then, for example, let's say you've got that going on, you're in your job, you've got your side hustle going, and you come to this fork, and, you know, you come to these, you uncover problems. You're like, oh my God, I'm like super busy. I'm not very productive. I feel like I've got no time. And then you think, I have a time management problem here. I need to solve it. So you go read The Time Trap, or you go read The Energy Boss, or you go read, you know, whatever it is you need to read to solve that problem. Okay. Does that make sense? This is strategic reading. This is how you ought to read. And if you read this way, not only are you going to enjoy it more because you're going to be really focused on the topic because you know you really want to solve the problem, but you're also going to be able to stop the book, you know, read the book and action parts of it as you go. Okay? Books are hopeless if you don't implement anything. Truly. If you read books and you don't implement anything, you've just got knowledge on ice. And ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice. Okay? Write that down. If you don't have a pen, remember that then. Okay? Short pencil's better than a long memory. A friend of mine, Fraser Brooks, taught us that. So that's all I wanted to impart with you here. The question is, what book are you reading right now and for what purpose? Because if you're reading the wrong book for no purpose, then it's probably not the best use of your time. Okay? I want to help you solve money and wealth problems through this podcast, and one of those problems might be, are you reading effectively? Okay, so have a think about what book you're currently reading, have a think about what's going on in your life with your money and your wealth, your business, whatever it is, and read a book based on that. If you're having issues with your mindset, read a Tony Robbins book like Awaken the Giant Within. If you're having issues with your relationship, read a relationship book by Brené Brown or someone, like whoever the expert is in that area. Start being strategic with what you're reading. And I know if you do that, you're going to enjoy your reading a lot more. You're going to be able to apply the principles you learn in the book, which is a lot of fun because you realize you're actually putting into practice, and that's going to move your wealth and money journey along a lot faster. Okay? So that's all it is for this episode. I want to ask you, are you reading effectively? If you aren't, here's a few, obviously, those tips to start reading more effectively. And what I've learned, for those of you who just love hard copy books, here's something else I'm going to leave you with. Not all successful people, of course, but a lot of entrepreneurs now are reading electronic books, digital books. They're downloading them instantly to their Kindle on their phone. So you can download the Kindle app on your iPhone and you can buy from Amazon a digital Kindle book for like a third of the price, if not less. So number one, you're going to save money. So you can buy three times as many books for the same price and they're instantly delivered. You don't have to wait for 2 weeks. So while you're waiting for your hardcover book and spending more money, I'm getting a digital book faster, instantly, I'm reading more than you, and it's costing me less. So I'm more efficient. So I really encourage you to start reading digital books and downloading and implementing the knowledge, okay? I know people are like, oh, but I'm a hardcover person. I get it, I was too. But I was like, if I'm going to level up here and be more efficient, I'm going to shift my behavior. I'm going to adopt something new. It's called early adoption, okay? It's called innovation. And so I want you to start thinking about adopting electronic books. The reason why my books are electronic, because that's the way the world's going. I want to make them affordable for you. I don't want you to spend $60 to get into your post. I want to make it $9 and get it instantly in your inbox and a free audio so you can implement it and action it and get in close proximity to me and be in our community and learn stuff and see people actually get into action. I don't want a book to sit on your shelf getting dusty, okay? So anyway, that's the last bit of help I want to give you. Just try and think, how will I adopt reading electronic books? How will I implement what I'm learning to solve problems and move my wealth forward? All right, so I hope that makes sense. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a shout out on your stories. Thank you so much for leaving a 5-star review. And of course, thank you for sharing this podcast with a friend. We're growing it, it's getting exciting, and we're making an impact here, teaching everyone everything about money they wish they learned in school. So until next episode, this is Lloyd Ross signing off from Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.